All right, welcome to a special episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are doing something new, something special. We are not doing our usual format, although it is tied to our usual format. What we are doing for the first time is taking a look forward at some upcoming movies that are coming out soon, actually coming out this coming month, August 2020, and applying the puzzle pieces treatment to these movies just based on their trailers and what we think they look like and the idea we've gotten from the trailer, just the general feeling that these movies seem to be giving off. And, you know, maybe once they do come out, we will get around to doing some episodes on them and see if we, if our first thoughts were correct with these puzzle pieces. But regardless, it's going to be a fun way to look at what is coming soon, and I'm really looking forward to doing it. For this first one, we've got Jason Harris joining me, and you guys know him. He's been on the show a bunch of times, and you also know him from Awesome Movie Year, and we had a great conversation talking about six upcoming movies. August is really stacked. Lots of great movies coming out. Well, we don't know if they're great movies. Lots of interesting-looking movies coming out. So we had a lot to pick from, but we picked six, and we're going to get into some trailer talk. So before we do get into that, I want to remind you to make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. You can rate and review us over on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, and follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. And I also suggest if you're on Facebook, you come join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies that we talk about on the show. And I'm sure there will be lots of conversations about some of these movies in the coming months. So let's get into this conversation. Jason Harris, how's it going, man?
Yay, Dave, I'm okay. How about you?
I'm good. I'm doing well, and I am excited to look forward to some new movies with you. This is a new thing, and I'm excited for you to be the first one to do it with me.
I am honored, and Dave, as you know, you will not be going to any movie theaters to see any of these. I am the advocate of the streamer, so I'm a good guest for this one.
That's part of the reason I picked you, Jason. I obviously, I'm not exactly happy that not all of these, some of these would have went straight to streaming in the first place. They were produced that way. But a lot of these would have gotten at least a small theatrical release. And I'm not happy about the fact I don't get to see them in the theater, but such is life right now. It's, I can't just complain about it every episode. I got to move forward and just enjoy these movies as they come.
You know, Dave, as you know, on Awesome Movie Year, we cover all these different movie years. I feel like if you were alive in 1927, you would have been like, what's all this with Al Jolson doing a talkie? What about my silent films? I don't want any changes.
I like things the way they used to be is the way that we put it. But today we're making a big change to Piecing It Together just for this special episode, which if it works out, maybe we'll do them monthly or something. But we're going to take our puzzle pieces approach to looking at movies and talk about some trailers for upcoming movies. All of these happen to be coming out this coming month in August 2020. Some of them are on VOD. I'll tell where they're going to be coming and when, but all of them are either on VOD, Netflix, HBO Max, one of the streamers. And so you're going to be able to watch this. You're not going to have to venture out into the theater and risk your life or anything. It is something you're going to be able to watch at home. And so we're going to kind of guess what these movies are inspired by just by looking at it. And we're going to keep them a little bit brief. It's not going to be five, six pieces. We're just going to do two pieces, a little, it looks like this meets this, and see how the conversation goes. And I think we're going to kick this thing off. I decided, Jason, I didn't tell you this ahead of time, but I'm going to do these chronologically in release order. So the first one on our list is actually the last one that you said we should add on. It wasn't on the original list, and that's An American Pickle, which is coming out on August 6th on HBO Max, stars Seth Rogen, and looks pretty damn funny.
Yeah, it does look, it looks interesting, if not necessarily hilarious, but like one of those comedic, emotional family journeys there. So where Seth Rogen plays an old man who was encased in a pickle brine and I guess frozen for 100 years, and he then he gets unbrined and is living again now in the time of talkies and streamers, Dave, and he meets his grandson and they go on some type of emotional journey together.
His grandson, who is also played by Seth Rogen.
Right, right.
And looks like the kind of guy who would love streaming movies for free in his apartment. But aside from that, what do you got for your two pieces for this? What do you think this movie kind of reminds you of based on the trailer?
Well, Dave, I did it less about the trailer and more about like different movies that it made me feel like.
Sure.
So I picked Encino Man because, of course, that is I don't think this is tonally like that at all, other than that it is comedic. But, you know, that is about a man from another time who has to live in the current time and space. And then the second one I, of course, picked was Fiddler on the Roof because Seth Rogen plays an Eastern European Jew from the 1900s, and that always reminds me of Fiddler on the Roof.
Sure, absolutely. I think those are great choices for this thing. I hadn't thought of Fiddler on the Roof, but that definitely fits with the Seth Rogen thing. I did think of Encino Man, which is on my list as well. I find it really funny, though, that Encino Man is a caveman and frozen for thousands and thousands of years, which is such a big culture shock. This is 100 years, which I think is a pretty funny distinction between that and this. It's just it's a little bit less of a major shock, but based on the culture clash, is going to easily multiply that that only 100-year culture shock. The other one I was going to use, and like you said, you are right, it doesn't seem like it's going to be total, like, crazy, over-the-top funny, but I still put down the Sacha Baron Cohen film Borat, because it does seem like we're going to get a lot of, like, little bits of Eastern European, fish-out-of-water, weird kind of comedy in there mixed in as well.
All right. Since we're talking about it, how about Blast from the Past? Wasn't that one where a dude from the 60s was, you know, transported to today or something like that? Or
yeah, and that works because it's that bringing somebody into the current time, but it's not that big of a jump. You know what I mean? I just think that's an interesting place to come from. You know, those are cool. And, you know, one last note before we move on to the next one. The director, Brandon Trost, again, we talked about this just recently on our episode on Palm Springs. It's another first-time filmmaker. This guy, Brandon Trost, he is a cinematographer on, like, a ton of comedies. A lot of Seth Rogen comedies, This Is the End, and, like, a lot of that stuff. But first time making a feature film, and it's kind of cool that Seth Rogen came along for the ride.
Yeah, it looks good. And just to warn you, Dave, I have four pieces on every single one, but I'll try to edit to myself till two. But if you want more extras, then I can give them to you for any one of them. So
squeeze them in as much as you want. I will. I'm not even going to edit that. I'm just going to allow that to happen.
Okay, so here were the two others I thought of for An American Pickle. It's a grandson who, our grandfather, who obviously has dead relatives because of his journey through time and space. So Interstellar. That was, this is very Nolan-esque, let's say. And then I thought, what's my favorite or a great movie between a grandparent and a grandkid? And I went with Little Miss Sunshine over Dirty Grandpa.
Okay. All right, I could see that. Okay, so we'll add those couple of extra ones in here and there, but let's move on to the next movie.
All right,
and
we can do that.
This one is going to be hitting VOD. I think it was originally planned for theatrical release, but probably like a smaller one. But it's called Spinster. It's coming out on August 7th, and it stars Chelsea Peretti as a woman who's dealing with, you know, the issues of online dating and all that kind of stuff a little bit later in life, and along with trying to open a restaurant, it seems. And it looks like a nice little spin on the rom-com, which I know is a big genre for you.
I do love the rom-com, but I didn't love this preview.
Okay. All right. Wasn't your cup of tea, huh?
I mean,
I don't know. I thought it looked fun.
It looks like it's either going to be like you're right, maybe it'll be good, or it looks like they're trying to fit in 100 different things here. Like, I want a new business, and now I'm going to hang out with my niece, and I'm also dating. And it's like, are we not focused, or is there too many things going on? I don't know. But this was clearly inspired by previews using the Cranberries song Dreams and Temper Trap's Sweet Disposition. You probably don't even have to see the movie. As long as you hear those songs or watch previews utilizing those songs, you know the movie. I actually do have movies, but that's the first thing that I thought of when I watched this. Like, why are one of those songs being used right now?
That absolutely would evoke the exact same feeling that you get from this trailer. I 100% agree. All right, well, what movies do you have?
I mean, this? I thought, and I never saw this movie, but I remember Jennifer Lopez was the wedding planner, and they're like, how can you plan weddings, but you're not married? And it's like, yeah, poor Jennifer Lopez can't get a date. Wah, wah, right. Wah. But they basically say the same thing in this one, like, right? Isn't she like a wedding caterer or something? Like, oh, I don't know if I trust my wedding to be catered if you're not even married or something like that, right?
Sure.
So I had that wedding planner, and I put This Is 40, the Apatow movie, because this is her 40. So Excellent. This is how she's living her life at 40.
I think that's a good one. This Is 40. I think it definitely seems to be trying to tap into that feeling of not old age, that middle age of, like, you know, kind of just dealing with still being out there and all that. For mine that I was going to list, first of all, I thought of Always Be My Maybe, the Netflix rom-com, which, you know, it's a traditionally funny person getting a chance to headline her movie and also working in the restaurant industry as well, along with the dating. So I just thought that kind of fit. And then the other one is In a World, which, again, another traditionally funny person who's usually funny in smaller roles getting to headline a movie and mixing the romantic aspects with with her career choices and an interesting career.
I like In a World. That's a good movie, but that's the one with the movie trailer dad and daughter, right? But I don't ever think of Lake Bell as like a comedic actress just straight up. I mean, she does do comedy, but I think of her just across the board, like not Chelsea Peretti, who's exclusive to comedy.
Sure, yeah. I guess I've only ever seen Lake Bell in comedic things, but yeah, certainly Chelsea Peretti is like a straight up comedy person. I've never actually seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, by the way. Do you watch that?
I watched for a few seasons. It's good, and she's funny. You should watch it. My two other movies for this one, Crazy Stupid Love and Trainwreck. Let's move on.
Okay, let's do it. So moving on, let's go on the same day, August 7th, which, by the way, this is a big day. The next one's going to be that too. But it's called I Used to Go Here. Again, I think of first-time filmmaker Chris Rea, starring Jillian Jacobs, Jermaine Clement, Hannah Marks, who was recently in Banana Split. And it's about a writer whose new book isn't doing so well, so she accepts an offer to speak at her old college and ends up kind of regressing back to her old college ways. What'd you think about this trailer?
I kind of liked it. I'm interested. I like movies like this, you know, where you're trying to fix your present by, you know, patching up things that you might have to in the past, or run away from your problems in the present by moving back to your ways in the past. So
sure.
So
all right. Well, what do you got for your pieces?
I picked obviously the Wonder Boys. Had to pick the Wonder Boys, you know, which cool. is you know, an interesting, a great movie about with Michael Douglas and Tobey Maguire, about a writing professor and a writing student in college and their weird relationship. And then here's a movie I bet you haven't seen called Mr. Roosevelt. Have you ever seen Mr. Roosevelt?
I remember it. I never saw it, though.
It's with Noelle Wells, who was on SNL for a season. Mm-hmm. And she's really good in this movie. And she's a comedian living in L.A. and her life is falling apart. Or an actor, I'd say, in L.A. And she goes back to her hometown of Austin and kind of reconnects with her hometown. So those were the two that I picked.
Right on. Well, I am going to go with, first of all, Old School, which I obviously this seems a little bit more subdued and it's not going to get as ridiculous and crazy, but certainly I thought of the you know, adult going back to college and kind of ending up letting loose and
sure
getting into that lifestyle again. And I'm not sure about this one necessarily, but I also thought of young adult Charlize Theron and just like kind of this person who hasn't quite become, you know, what maybe their potential was, and going back and, you know, kind of just really getting into it.
Yeah, that's all good. One other movie that's this kind of reminded me of, which is different, which is about someone who goes back to their high school reunion, but their old hometown, Gross Point Blank, which is one of my favorite movies ever. And tonally, I think, other than like the hitman murdery stuff, but the stuff about trying to work out your past, this one seems to hit that somewhat tonally. And that movie's amazing.
Yeah. I love Jillian Jacobs, so I'm really looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be pretty damn fun. So now we're going something completely different than those two. We are going to David Ayer's The Tax Collector, which I know was definitely planned for theatrical, but it's coming out August 7th on VOD. It's based around these Los Angeles gangs and, you know, drug gangs and all that. And Shia LaBeouf plays a sort of kind of Latino character, and there's been a lot of controversy about that.
Oh, he definitely plays a Latino character, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I what he's doing, I don't know for sure. But as far as these kind of movies go, David Ayer definitely makes them. And I think they have an audience for this. And so I have a feeling that this is going to go over well with fans of this kind of thing. What did you think of this one?
It looked interesting. I'm going to watch it because, like you said, like, I mean, he's made, like, End of Watch was a good movie, you know, and,
sure,
and he made that. And but at the same time, this could be a horribly misguided effort, you know, right, as we see by, and Shia LaBeouf, who looks like he's giving it his all here. It's like, hey, maybe this doesn't work in 2020, but we'll have to see, right? So
yeah, he's been on a roll lately, and so I was really excited for it back when I first heard about it, and the trailer certainly isn't bad, so I mean, I'm definitely gonna be watching it. I just I hope it doesn't go too far,
right? Over, Honey Boy, but, was awesome last year, so
oh, so good, so good. So what do you got for your pieces?
I mean, obviously, when you think of LA and gangs and like this kind of gritty stylistic piece, you come to Training Day. So
sure,
that was my first one there, you know, with Denzel and Ethan Hawke. And then the other one that I thought of was a lesser known movie with Anne Hathaway and I think Bijou Phillips, where they play like two, you know, rich white girls in LA who want to like live dangerously and start like dating and hanging out with like Mexican gangsters, which again, I don't know how well that holds up. And that movie's called Havoc. So those were the two that I had. And my extra on this one is Sicario, which just reminded me of stylistically.
All right. Well, you got connections to both of my picks here, because first of all, of course, David Ayer wrote Training Day. And I honestly, I mean, this is such a cheat, but David Ayer films in general, I mean, you got Training Day, you got Bright, even though there's no, you know, mystical crap going on in this, I mean, it still kind of has that feeling. Even Suicide Squad to a degree, you know, just like getting into that like deep and dirty kind of like, is this what gangs are like? I don't really know about that, but maybe. And then as you brought up Sicario, I was going to bring up Sicario Way of the Soldado, the sequel, which is a much less successful film. But it kind of gets that feeling of like, almost like a Fox News looking at the gang situation and like this is how bad shit is, and you should be scared and hide your kids, you know?
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
That's right.
I never saw the second one because Sicario, the first one, is so amazing. And I heard the second one is not, and I was like, I don't want to ruin it. So
it's so bad. But yeah. So let's move on to the following weekend, and we're getting to a Netflix film. This is coming out August 14th. It's called Project Power. And this is an action movie starring Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And it basically looks like it's, I'm hearing it described as a superhero movie. I didn't realize it was a superhero movie, but Basically, there's like these drugs that you take, and they seem to give you some kind of super abilities for 5 minutes at a time, and it just looks like a total like balls to the wall.
It's called Viagra. Ugh.
Sorry.
That is why I bring on the stand-up comedian.
Gosh. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, then you might be a hacky comedian. Gooey. Call my doctor. You mean call the hookers, huh?
So what do you got for your pieces for this one, Jason?
Well, the first thing I thought of was Limitless with Bradley Cooper, which then became a TV show where you take the drug and your mind expands and you can do all these things, and then, you know, the government comes after you or something. And the second one I thought of, I was thinking back, like, when was the last good action movie I saw Jamie Foxx in? And that would be Michael Mann's Collateral, so which is a great movie with him and Tom Cruise. So those were the two that I picked for this one.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of Collateral. Definitely, I did think of Limitless as well. I haven't seen Limitless, but I certainly know of it, and it seems to be a similar thing. Yeah, that's kind of what I heard. Yeah. But am I right from, I only watched the trailer the one time, but am I right? Is it like a random superpower you get from these pills, or do they know what's going to happen when they take it? That's kind of
I watched this. I'm not sure if it was exactly clear. I think it was just that you could fuck people up.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily like, oh, I can fly for 5 minutes, or, I mean, I didn't get that. Maybe it would be. That would be interesting. But it seemed like it was just like, oh, I can crush people's faces with my fists now or something like that.
So. There you go. Yeah. Well, the other one I thought of, and not a very successful movie, but maybe the last big blockbuster that anyone will ever see in the theater if movies never come back, but it is Vin Diesel's Bloodshot, because it does have the same kind of thing where you are being upgraded into basically... I don't know if you actually watched that movie, but it's at no point do you really understand, like, okay, what is his power? It's just he can do absolutely any and everything he needs to do at any given moment in the script. You know, it's like, oh, I could fly because I need to fly right now. Or, oh, I'm bulletproof because I need to be bulletproof right now. It seems like they're just throwing superpowers at these people in this movie, which, you know, can be fun.
You were the only one who saw that movie, Dave. So.
Yeah, probably. I will say this does look pretty fun. I mean, I think most of the Netflix action movies have been just kind of dreck, but this kind of looks fun.
Did you watch The Old Guard, the last one?
I haven't yet. I heard it's not too good, but...
I mean, I haven't watched it either, but they're saying it's like one of the top 10 viewed movies in Netflix's history already, which they say a lot about a lot of movies.
Yeah,
but
that could be a whole nother conversation. There's no accountability whatsoever there. But okay, we got one last one to talk about, and that is Tesla, which comes out on August 21st. It is going to be on VOD again, probably would have been in theaters, I'd imagine. Stars Ethan Hawke as Nikola Tesla, and Kyle MacLachlan as Edison, also has Jim Gaffigan in there, and a bunch of other people in there as well. It's the story of Nikola Tesla trying to bring his electric invention to the forefront and dealing with a kind of competition in a way with Edison and all these other inventor people in his path, and it looks kind of interesting, although... This kind of biopic kind of sometimes maybe gets a little, I don't know, you don't know whether it's going to go a certain direction where it gets very Hollywood-y and stuff, you know, but what'd you think of this one?
Well, I mean, what I liked is it looks like it's not going to tell the story in a straightforward manner. So, but I did think about that because one of the movies that I didn't put on the list was that, what was the one about Alan Turing with Benedict Cumberbatch a few years ago? Is that on your list
It is on my list, The Imitation Game, which I did not like very much, but I did get a little bit of vibes like that.
Yeah. So sorry to spoil your pick there. But yeah, that was, I mean, I thought of it too, you know, so So I don't know. Hopefully it's better than that, right?
Sure. So what do you have for your
picks? The first one I picked actually had the character of Nikola Tesla in there, if I'm not mistaken, which was another Christopher Nolan movie, The Prestige. About the two magicians there, and probably his most underrated movie. That's worth a rewatch, right?
I would absolutely agree.
Yeah. And then my second one is a lesser known Steven Soderbergh movie from, we would call it the first act of his career. It's Kafka, Steven Soderbergh's Kafka, which is really dark and brooding and of that time period, and like involves like these big, you know, intricate sets that it looks like this one has. So those were the two that really stood out to me here.
Sure. Okay. I haven't seen that one, the Soderbergh one, but certainly The Prestige, I could completely see that. Of course, like I said, Imitation Game is on my list. You know, it again, it's like, are they going to be telling the story, or are they going to be telling a Hollywoodized story that kind of maybe gets a little silly, you know, or whatever? You know, I guess we're going to find out. The other one I wanted to bring up, though, and this is where I hope it kind of leans towards, and it's a film from last year. It's Ford v. Ferrari. I hope they are like planning to go very like crowd pleaser with the whole rivalry thing, and maybe gets to be like, you know, a lot of that like posturing and like really trying to show each other up kind of thing. And maybe there's a lot of that going on, and I could see that being kind of fun in the world of science and nerdy, kind of tough guy nerdy, in a way.
Yeah, that does sound fun. Like, you know what else sounds fun, Dave? If there was like a movie about like a wizard, and he went to like a wizard school, but like his parents were dead, so he had to find out what happened to him. And maybe they made like 8 movies, and if someone wrote a book about him, and there was a made-up sporting event, and all these weird side characters, and a bad guy whose name we shall not speak, so on and so forth, Dave.
You know, I've only seen 2 of those movies.
The first two, or did you just pick 2 at random?
2 at random.
Really? Which yes. ones did you see? I bet you saw the third one, because it's Corone.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I saw that one, and I think I saw the second to last one, maybe. I don't know.
That's a random one to pick, so. I'm currently watching the Harry Potter series with my daughter. We're through the first 4. 3 and 4 are my favorites, which is Corone and Mike Newell's one. So after that, we go all into David Yates.
Well, Jason, I think this is fun. I think we got a lot of movies to look forward to here. I mean, August seems to be, you know, there's a lot more that we could have picked for this little conversation here. But there's so much coming out, and I'm excited to see some of it. And maybe we'll end up doing an episode on one of these once it gets there. Do you want to call dibs on anything?
I got dibs on this whole project, Dave. On these, I would like, the one I'm most interested in is I Used to Go Here. I think that's okay. going to be, and An American Pickle. Those would be the two that I'd want to do. So,
we'll get you in for one of those for sure.
Yeah, so
right on. Well, why don't you tell people where they can find Awesome Movie Year and everything else you're up to?
Awesome Movie Year is about to, I think when you drop this, we'll have already dropped season 5, episode 1. Hooray for us, which is 1977. An awesome movie year indeed, which starts with Star Wars for us. So awesomemovieyear.com, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Also, we're at Awesome Movie Year on Facebook and Instagram, Awesome Movie Pod on Twitter. I'm Jason Harris Comedy on Facebook and Instagram, Jay Harris Comedy on Twitter. My website, Go for Jason, deserves to have the Temper Trap Sweet Disposition in the background playing over that. Remember when everyone had music on their websites? That was fun.
That was my heyday as a composer.
But, yeah.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for doing this. And I do think that we should try to do it again next month. What do you think?
I'm in. Let's do it. Let's keep doing this. This is a fun project. And Dave, like they used to say on Siskel and Ebert, see you at the movies. And by that, I mean on your couch, because you can't go to a movie theater because we're horrible human beings in this country who will not do anything to inconvenience us to make this virus disappear. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, they're having full-fledged concerts. Show a little discipline, people. Have a good day.
Hey, I'm Josh Bell.
I'm Jason Harris. Hey, Josh, we're friends in real life, but we're also co-hosts on this new podcast called
Awesome Movie Year, where we take a look back at an awesome year for movies and do a deep dive looking at movies, including the Best Picture winner, the biggest movie at the box office, future cult classics, and more.
Including the biggest flop. And this season, we're doing 1994. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
That could be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. We're all over the web as well. We've got Awesome Movie Year on all the socials and awesomemovieyear.com. So please like us, subscribe, and if you do like us, give us a 5-star rating because we love you.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation about some of these upcoming movies. Is there one of these that you want us to specifically do on the show? If so, get in touch. I would love to hear which movies you guys are all looking forward to. And if you want to join me for an episode, also get in touch. I'm always looking for new co-hosts on the show. Thanks to Jason Harris for doing this with me. And like he mentioned during the episode, they are now entering their 5th season on the films of 1977 this time, starting with Star Wars. So you should go check out Awesome Movie Year wherever you listen to podcasts. And yeah, season 5, 1977. It's going to be a good season, I think. A lot of interesting movies to check out. I just watched Pumping Iron this morning, which is their documentary pick for the season. So yeah, some really, really interesting stuff over there on Awesome Movie Year. Check it out. I do want to remind you, as always, you can subscribe on any of the major podcast apps to Piecing It Together, and you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. You can follow us on social media at Piecing Pod, join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And other than that, I always appreciate your comments on the show. You can share us. We really, really love it when you share the show. And we also have a Patreon where there is usually advanced episodes of Piecing It Together available. There's exclusive music stuff from my music career. And then we just recently started adding some bonus Awesome Movie Year content, including 2 special bonus episodes for the 1996 season, including Space Jam and Waiting for Guffman. So lots of great content over on the Patreon. Go check it out. Patreon.com/ByDavidRosen. It's a overall produced by David Rosen Patreon for all the stuff I am constantly involved in. So check that out. And thank you as always for listening. Let's leave you guys with a piece of music like I always do. And this being a special previews episode, I might as well preview some of the new music I'm working on. And this is a track that will be on my new album coming out later this year. It's called The Garden. So enjoy The Garden, and we'll be back with more Piecing It Together, a regular episode, or possibly actually another special. I'm not sure. I think the next one is going to be another special episode. But get subscribed. Keep your eyes peeled. There's going to be some good episodes coming your way, whether they're piecing it together or breaking it apart or missing pieces or whatever it is that we do next. Thank you, as always, for listening. This is The Garden. We'll be back soon.
an All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.